from our recess. Would you please read the 9:45 time certain, item number 54.
Accept the annual report of the Public Safety General Obligation Bond Program Independent Citizens Committee.
Well, this is a very important task every year where we review the good work of the Citizen Oversight Panel, and I'm pleased to welcome a distinguished panel, and we'll begin by asking the chair if she would make some introductory remarks.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. We're so happy to be here on such a lovely day. The Citizens Committee is made up of four citizens, Kirk Hall, Mr. Mick Seidel, and Kobe Jackson, and myself, Nicolette Johnston. We have been working on the project going into our fifth year, and two of the projects are completed. The Fire Station 21 and the Emergency Coordination Center are done, so you will not hear much of a report on those two. The ones remaining are the radio project and the fire apparatus, and of course the most important part is the financial reports, which will be given to you in just a minute. I would like to give you a statement from the Independent Citizens Committee. It's quite short. As previously noted, the Independent Citizens Committee held quarterly public meetings with city staff responsible for each project funded by the Public Safety GO Bond to review the progress of each project. In addition, each project received guidance and input from project oversight committees. The members of the ICC found the information provided by city staff to be comprehensive, timely, and informative. Staff members have been responsive to ICC questions and have supplemented their regular presentations with additional information upon request. ICC members have provided city staff with the various ideas and suggestions concerning the projects, to which city staff were very responsive. The relationship between the ICC and city staff has been collaborative and productive. The ICC does not provide either a financial or performance auditing function and can only proceed with the information presented at its quarterly meetings. With this observation, ICC members believe they have been kept fully informed by city staff and are satisfied with the quality and presentation of information presented regarding the projects. Based on the information presented to the ICC, it appears that the projects funded by the Public Safety GO Bond are consistent with the voter-approved purposes of the GO Bond and that expenditures to date have also been appropriate. It also appears that execution of the projects to date have been professional and appropriate and were designed to meet the purposes of the GO Bond in an economical fashion. It seems to the ICC that the projects are generally on track to meet the projected budgets and timelines. Overall, the ICC members are impressed with the focus and professionalism of the city staff responsible for executing these projects and appreciate the courtesy and responsiveness the ICC has received to date. Mr. Mick Seidel, I mispronounce that every time. Has a few words to say. He's on the committee.
And before he does, Ms. Nicholson, would you put your name in the record formally?
Yes. My name is Nicolette Johnston.
Johnston. Thank you. Johnston. Mr.
Seidel? Yes. As one member of this committee, I just wanted to share very quickly and really to reiterate our general statement that I think the council should feel very comfortable that the oversight function that was required by the measure originally has been fulfilled. And what I'd like to echo is just the professionalism and the cooperation that we've received from staff in our function again this last year has really been outstanding. And this has been an interesting exercise for me and I think the other members. And it's really been a pleasure as a citizen to see the degree of professionalism and attention to detail and to the original scope of the bond measure that we've received from the staff that we worked with. So as far as I'm concerned, it's been a very good process and one that you should feel very comfortable with.
Mr. Green, are you here to add anything to this discussion? I think, is this actually your first official appearance before council?
This is Mr. Beck. I'm not sure who.
Excuse me, Mr. Beck. I apologize.
That's okay.
No, I've testified before council before. So my name is Aaron Beck, and I am with OMF Business Operations, and I work with the project team and the Oversight Committee on the finances for the program. And this morning I'm going to discuss the overall finances for the GEO bond program that was approved by the council and the voters back in 2010. If you'll turn to the spreadsheet right after page 3 in your report, I'll walk you through that. That is a comparison of budgeted revenues and expenses with actual expenses and revenues so far through last fiscal year. The report shows that the program had four main projects: the construction of Station 21 on the Willamette River that was completed in November of 2015, the construction of the Emergency Coordination Center that was completed in January 2015, and the replacement of the city's public safety radio system, which is in progress, and the replacement of fire apparatus, which is in progress. The original budget for the program was just over $101 million when factoring in all the cost and resources for the radio system replacement project and the Emergency Coordination Center projects. For example, the public safety GEO bond program only provided $4 million of the cost for the Emergency Coordination Center, which had a total budget of about $19.8 million. This report in the original budget column and in the current budget column shows the $72.4 million that the voters approved for GEO bonds, and that was a primary resource for the program. The current budget is now $106 million, and the increase there was primarily due to some grants that we received in conjunction with the Station 21 project and the apparatus projects, and additional resources that we identified for the Station 21 project. That was primarily some leftover money from a previous GEO bond measure that was approved by the voters back in 1998 and that we had not spent completely. So, as you can see, a total of $82.7 million was spent through the end of last fiscal year. And one of the requirements of the council had for the program when it was originally approved back in 2010 was that prior to the final debt sale, an in-depth analysis would be done of cost to complete the program and to determine if any savings could be returned back to the taxpayers. So last spring, prior to the third and final debt sale, we completed an in-depth analysis of all of the costs of the remaining projects, and we identified savings in the Station 21 project and in the radio system project. We also factored in interest earnings that we had been earning on the debt sale proceeds while we had them and had not spent them yet. As a result, we determined that we could complete planned projects and would not need to sell $1.87 million of bonds the voters had authorized. So in our third and final debt sale in June, then we sold only $70.5 million. The amount that we sold made the total for all the GEO bonds $70.5 million and out of the authorized amount of $72.4 million. So that resulted in savings then to the taxpayers.
Can I ask you a question off of that?
Sure.
One of the things that went our way, and this happened primarily, I think, under Dan's leadership and some predecessors, when we did the Big Pipe project, is we were able to borrow money at very favorable interest rates to do that huge capital project. What has been the interest rate environment during the life of the GEO bond?
I don't know the specific percentages, but I know that we, overall, we sold bonds that were less than what was in the official documents that the voters approved. So, like, the voters approved, because in the thing that went to the voters, it actually estimates what the cost would be for like per $100,000, and we don't know the exact percentages, but the assumptions that we made, the interest rates that we sold the debt at, were less than those assumptions. So the taxpayers saw savings in two areas. They saw it from us selling less of the bonds authorized and the lower interest rates.
That's good news to offset the low interest they're getting on their deposit account. So thank you.
So just in closing, now we're updating our projections here for our requested budget and capital improvement plan that we'll be submitting on February 1. And right now they're showing that the projects are on budget and looks like we'll be finished with them in either late fiscal year 16-17 or early part of 17-18. And then we would close out the fund that the city set up for this program. Any other questions?
Very good. Let's move to council comments and questions.
So
we do have two other presenters too.
Oh, okay.
From the two projects that are remaining.
All right. Let's get everything on the table. Then we'll have everyone come back for questions. Thank you very much. Who are we calling up?
Marco Benetti.
Good.
Fire apparatus.
Welcome, sir.
Good morning, Council. My name is Marco Benetti. I'm Deputy Chief of Logistics, Portland Fire and Rescue. And I'll be brief. I just wanted to give you a quick synopsis of where we are to date and where we're headed. As was stated, Fire Station 21 has been in operation since November 2014. It's a LEED Gold building, and it's a structure that is beautiful and very functional. Firefighters have been operating out of that since November of 14, and they love it. It's a great building. To date, we've purchased and received 4 RRVs, rapid response vehicles, 1 heavy squad unit, 2 quints, 4 ladder trucks, and 2 fireboats. We've ordered 2 air light rehab units and 9 fire pumpers, and those should be delivered sometime this year. The rehab unit should be here hopefully late spring, and the pumpers should start arriving in October is the current projection. And the final apparatus that we will be ordering on this bond is our 2 brush units, 1 foam unit, 1 water tender, which is a big tank of water you can deliver to any incident, and 1 dive team support apparatus. We're currently under budget and on schedule to complete apparatus acquisitions by the end of 2016, but we're working diligently to try and complete that sooner. So it's market conditions in the process sometimes delays things. And I'd just like to say it's been and continues to be a pleasure working with the members of the Independent Citizens Committee, and I want to thank them for their insight, their oversight, and their stewardship of this important project. Thank you very much.
Carl Larson will talk about the radio replacement project.
Welcome, Mr. Larson.
Good morning, Council. Carl Larson, Public Safety Systems Revitalization Program. Commonly known as PSSRP. I'm a co-project manager for the radio project. Myself and Mark Tanner have the privilege of shepherding that project. The last year was an eventful year for us. All of the radio sites except for 2 are completed. Those 2 are Walters Hill, that you're familiar with, and Mount Scott, which we're repairing and strengthening the tower there. Once that's completed, we'll be updating the microwave systems for the entire system. And the very long part of the project for the last year was really distributing the mobiles and portables for the public safety systems here in the city of Portland. All of those radios have been programmed and are out in the field now for public safety. We're in the process of doing that for the other bureaus as well, and we'll be completed with those probably around March. Project is under budget, and it's on schedule, except for the build at Walters Hill. The Walters Hill build and the Mount Scott tower strengthening has lengthened that project just a short time. But we believe it will be on schedule to have that project actually go live in October. We'll be cutting the project over in phases since we're building 2 cells, if you will, an east cell and a west cell. The east cell will be cut over first sometime in June. We'll be doing our coverage studies at about that same time as well to make sure the system is performing as we had hoped. The other thing that I'd like to tell you is not only did we have a pleasurable time with the ICC, and it's unfortunate that the chair, Mr. Hall, couldn't be here. He has been instrumental in making sure that he asks good questions, and the ICC itself asks good questions and has good comments for us. And so I echo what the Fire Bureau said as well. we've had a good run with them, and we look forward to working with them to the end of the project. The other thing that I'd be remiss in not saying is all of the many team players that we have here on the radio project. I have the privilege of being the face of that, but we have so many bureaus involved and so many people that have stepped up to the plate and done quality work for us, not only the vendor, but we have particularly two employees that have been very instrumental in getting things done for public safety, Mark Schmidt for the Fire Bureau, and Mike Unsworth for the Police Bureau. So they've both been very, very good champions for us and also good resources for us. We appreciate all of the council support as well that we've had throughout this long project.
Thank you.
That completes our report.
Well, let's turn it over to council comments and questions. Colleagues?
Well, I had a question on the resource analysis that Mr. Beck walked us through. It shows a balance of about $2.7 million. So are those funds committed to apparatus purchases and other things that Chief Benetti just outlined?
On that, the balance column there represents basically where we came in under the budget. So, and the largest part of that, it represents the bond proceeds. So the budget said that we were going to sell $72.4 million worth of bonds. We really only sold $70.5 million, so we're going to basically not receive that $1.8 million. We're not going to receive that from the bond sales. So that just represents coming in less than the budgeted amount for revenues. So it doesn't represent cash that's available.
So it's not a balance that's in our hands. It's really,
that's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question, either to Mick or Nicolette. Are you getting the staff support you need to do the job that we've asked you to do?
We surely have, because I've asked a couple of questions that I felt didn't seem quite right on the surface. And in this case, I spoke with two of the fire personnel, and I got the information back immediately and involved the Park Bureau in an exchange of misinformation, it turned out. So I was very surprised when you start digging how quickly somebody responds, like 2 days.
That's great. And can I make a suggestion to our volunteer committee? We have two other committees, two other processes that are similar to this. One is a technology oversight committee that reviews ongoing big technology projects. And the other is we're moving to a more regular overview of major capital construction projects. In each case, the city is moving to a chart that uses red, green, and yellow icons to sort of identify problem areas. Mm-hmm. Your report is very thoughtful and contains a lot of information. I would urge you to work with staff to come up with an additional component, which is a way of color coding your annual report so that, let's say there's an area where you think we're falling short or you think there's some warning signs, the color coding alerts the public and us to that problem, and then we can focus in on that. I think the goal of the city is to have a uniform system of reporting. And frankly, I think it's easier sometimes for people to follow a color-coded system than just read a report. So food for thought, and I hope you consider at least asking to see the reports of those other two bodies and see if there's mm-hmm. something in there that you may want to adopt.
Thank you.
If I might just make a comment about that, in our actual individual meetings, when we get the reports before we meet, unlike this annual meeting, there are certain issues called out, and we've continued to ask for that, and we've gotten those issues, you know, highlighted for the committee. But I understand it would be helpful in an annual meeting. I just want you to know that we get, I think, sort of that concept in our work information that we receive for each of the meetings.
Good.
Where issues are called out.
And I just want to make sure that in our annual meetings, to the extent you think there's something we could do differently, mm-hmm. or the extent that there's a caution flag you want us to be aware of, that we make it as easy as possible for you to convey that information to the council. Other questions or comments? Carla, did anyone sign up to testify?
Yes, we have one person, Charles Johnson.
He'll take a seat, and then we'll thank you very much for your presentation.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name for the record is Charles Johnson, and I do think that our fellow citizens would benefit if you could direct some questions to the full scope of just this general bond, in that in past times that I've been in these chambers, particularly Novick, but all of you have expressed concern for a West Side Emergency Operations Center. And while we want to congratulate ourselves on the good performance we've had with regard to items on this bond, I think that it's an appropriate context for us to talk about general overall emergency preparedness and West Side Emergency Operations Center. Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone else here want a chance to testify? If not, this is a report. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Motion to accept.
Move to accept the report.
Second.
Thank you very much to the committee. There's several reasons that we have citizen oversight committees for things like this, and one is, as was reflected, that you get to see the staff are working really diligently, and then you come here and report to your fellow citizens that you have done some independent oversight and, indeed, that you are satisfied that we're doing what we promised to the voters. It's much more believable when it's this outside citizen making that statement rather than myself as a politician. So it's glad to see that confirmed. I want to thank Kobe Jackson. She's my representative on this committee. We have a similar committee for oversight for the Parks Bond, which the voters approved in 2014. And I think it's a great model. I appreciate your suggestion, Commissioner Fish, to have the reports color-coded, if that makes sense. It's great to see all of these projects getting done. So thank you to the voters of Portland who were promised specific things with this bond measure and indeed are getting what we paid for. And particularly thank you to Commissioner Randy Leonard, who led the bond measure campaign, passed it by 6,000 votes out of 208,000 votes in 2010 in the height of the recession. I remember him sitting right next to me the next morning, because when we had gone to bed the evening before, it looked like it was going to fail. And that wasn't back in the days before smartphones. That's just 5 years ago, but we didn't have smartphones. So we were getting text from our staff to tell us, you know, what the latest updates from Multnomah County elections were. Sadly, voter-owned elections failed by 2,000 votes out of over 200,000. So it was a mixed set of results as far as I was concerned. It really shows that even in the midst of the recession, Portlanders care about general safety, public safety, and the structures of our fire and emergency management system. And so I'm really appreciative that all of these projects got done. Thank you to the committee and the staff for your report. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank Portland Fire and Rescue and the Public Safety Radio Replacement Project team. And I want to really thank the Independent Citizens Committee for their for all your diligent work to make sure that these funds that voters approved were spent on what we told voters they were going to be spent on. And we even didn't need to spend the full amount, too. So we saved taxpayer money as well. I also want to, you know, acknowledge Commissioner Randy Leonard's leadership in the bringing this bond measure forward and working hard to get it passed by voters. And it's some outstanding additions to our making our city safer for our residents. Thank you. Aye.
Novick.
I, too, salute Commissioner Leonard, and since I sit in the same chair he used to sit in, I hope that winning elections, that, you know, winning measures that go to the voters to raise money for public services is something that goes along with this chair. And thank you so much to the committee. I mean, we have so many people who volunteer for so many citizen committees in this city, and I'm continually amazed at how many people are willing to give up lots of time for no money whatsoever to serve in these functions, particularly when, I mean, some of them are more glamorous than others. Some of them, you get your name in the paper all the time, you're part of, like, dramatic debates over major issues. This is not one of those committees. So I know you're not in it for the money. You're not even in it for the fame. You're just in it to do a good job for your fellow citizens. So thank you so much. Aye.
Fish.
Well, my colleagues have really said it all. I just want to add my thanks to Mick Seidel, my designee. When Mick isn't fighting the good fight on behalf of employees through his law practice, he's working in the public interest on this and many other committees. Thank you, Mick, and all of our citizen volunteers. Commissioner Fritz reminded me, I remember as if it was yesterday, Randy sitting there rather haggard because he'd been up all night, and it seemed like he did win that by a handful of votes, and he that day earned the moniker from his colleagues of Landslide Leonard. And Steve, we wish you the same success, perhaps without as much drama. There's one other person, in addition to our public safety bureaus and the professionals and everyone working to make this sing, and the voters for their support. Just two other comments. One is, we often have spirited debates about what should be the core priorities of the city and what's a basic service. When the voters adopted that GEO bond, I think they spoke loud and clear that public safety goes to the top, and they prioritized spending in public safety. And that was very encouraging, and I hope that our at budget time, we continue to reflect that core priority of keeping the people safe. And the second thing is, the only person who really hasn't got much acknowledgement in these closing remarks is Commissioner Dan Saltzman. And he has, in fact, been the fire commissioner as we have delivered on some of the promises of the GEO bond. And he did cut the ribbon on Fire Station 21 and has been bringing his own oversight to those projects. Dan, thank you for being an additional watchdog. And I walk by Station 21 all the time, and it's a stunning addition to our inventory of public buildings. And you are to be congratulated for bringing that home. For all those reasons, I'm pleased to vote aye, and the matter passes. Thank you.